Good afternoon, everyone. Nice to see you here again. This time, our topic is about a new discovery of sleep. It sounds unbelievable, but I bet you will be glad to know this. You can learn something in your sleep. It sounds like every student's dream. Research published today in Nature Neuroscience shows that we can learn entire new information while we snooze.Researchers repeatedly exposed the sleeping participants to pleasant odors such as deodorant and shampoo, and unpleasant odors such as rotting fish and meat, and played a specific sound to accompany each scent. It is well known that sleep has an important role in strengthening existing memories, and this conditioning was already known to alter sleeping behavior in people who are awake, and subjects sleep strongly when they hear a tone associated with pleasant smell,but only weakly in response to a tone associated with an unpleasant one. But the latest research shows that the sleep conditioning persists even after they wake up, causing them to sleep strongly or weakly on hearing the relevant tone, even if there was no odor. The participants were completely unaware that they had learned the relationship between smells and sounds. The effect was seen regardless of when the conditioning was down during the sleep cycle.However, the sleeping responses were slightly more pronounced in those participants who learned the association during the rapid eye movement, or REM stage, which typically occurs during the second half of a night's sleep. In 2009, Tristan Beckenstein, a neuroscientist at UK Medical Research Council's Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit in Cambridge, and his colleagues reported that some patients who are minimally conscious or in a vegetative state can be classically conditioned to blink in response to air puffed into their eyes. Conditioned responses such as these could eventually help clinicians to diagnose these neurological conditions and to predict which patient might subsequently recover. It remains to be seen if the neural networks involved in sleep learning are similar to the ones recruited during wakefulness, says Birkenstein.The findings might be useful and could lead to sleep therapies that help to alter behavior in conditions such as phobia. Now, let's take a look at the words and phrases. The first one is snooze. A snooze is a short night sleep, especially during the day. 白天的小睡. For example, I lay down on the bed with my shoes off to have a snooze. 我脱了鞋躺在床上打个盹儿。The second one is odor. An odor is a particular and distinctive smell. 独特的气味。For example, the lingering odor of car exhaust. 挥之不去的汽车尾气的独特气味。But only, 但是但仅仅。I still wear it sometimes, but only at sea. 我现在有时还会穿，不过仅仅是在出海时。The next phrase is sleep cycle.睡眠周期快速动眼期 Rapid Eye Movement or REM UK Medical Research Council 是一个机构英国医学研究理事会 Clinician is an occupation A clinician is a doctor who specializes in clinical work 临床医生 In a vegetative stateIf someone is in a vegetative state, they are unable to move, think, or speak, and their condition is not likely to improve. 这是我们所说的植物人状态。Okay, that is all for today's topic. Thanks for listening. See you next time.